Thunder Bay. Millions in pandemic funding will be used to help expand local supportive housing options, a key gap in addressing homelessness long identified by social service agencies in the area. The announcement by the province, which came Friday evening, indicated around $2.9 million would be used to help build and renovate 98 supportive housing units in the Thunder Bay area. It was not clear how many of those 98 units will be newly available, and how many are existing units that are simply being upgraded. TB Newswatch has reached out to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing for clarification. The funding was originally provided in 2020 through the Social Services Relief Fund, SSRF, said the Thunder Bay District Social Services Administration Board, DSSAB. The Mattawa Tribal Council will receive roughly $1.58 million to support the Mattawa Family Crisis Shelter Project, which will provide 6 units of supportive family housing, the creation of a new community kitchen teaching facility, and create 6 new youth shelter bed spaces and support areas. The project will be located on Algoma Street near the former LPH, where Mattawa purchased a site in 2020 to convert into its new training and wellness center, hosting employment, health, and social services. Dalico Anishinaabeg Family Care is receiving $800,000 to support the acquisition and updating of space that will be utilized as Indigenous Mental Health and Addictions Transitional Supportive Housing. Grace Place will receive $231,000 to fund retrofits and upgrades to its existing emergency shelter, with the goal of increasing health and safety and distancing due to COVID-19 concerns. The Urban Abbey will receive $195,000 to fund retrofits and upgrades to existing emergency shelter spaces for clients experiencing homelessness, and to increase capacity from 4 to 10 beds. Marjorie House will receive $77,000 to fund retrofits and upgrades to its existing emergency shelter servicing survivors of domestic violence. The John Howard Society will receive $52,000 to fund retrofits and upgrades to existing transitional housing for clients reintegrating into the community. The investment comes through the Social Services Relief Fund, SSRF, which has provided additional support for municipalities and other agencies delivering social services over the course of the pandemic. The fund is supported in part with federal dollars. The funds will be administered through the District of Thunder Bay Social Services Administration Board. The funding for capital projects is a welcome investment that will see long-term impacts in homelessness prevention, the agency said in a statement. Mayor Bill Morrow thanked the province for the funding in a statement issued Friday. I also want to thank the organizations receiving the funding for their ongoing advocacy and support of people living in our city, he said. The work they do can often be life-saving and life-changing, and helps us continue to build a healthy and vibrant community. Note: this article has been updated after receiving comment from the Thunder Bay District Social Services Administration Board, which confirmed the SSRF funding was initially received in 2020.